Can you instruct them not to do it?
I can certainly instruct them not to do it.
In support of the club, we want to save Golden Gateway, and Mr. Snellgrove would like to build expensive condominiums, and it will be a much smaller club without tennis courts, and we would like to have people sign this petition to put a referendum on the November ballot to ask the supervisors, the Board of Supervisors, to reconsider their vote. And if not, then we'll ask the voters in San Francisco to vote on this proposal. We have an office at 15 Columbus. That's near the corner of Montgomery. And we're looking for people to pick up these petitions and help us gather signatures. We only have about 26 days to gather 26,000 signatures. So we would appreciate everybody's help. Mr. Snellgrove, he's right here.
Standing right here.
I'm sure he'd be happy to tell you.
Would you like to tell me?
I sure would.
Okay.
So, obviously, we are opposing the petition. We don't believe that housing is the wrong thing, but we are going to build a much better club, not with tennis courts, but a much better swim club, bigger, 30,000 feet as opposed to a small one here. And we're going to build a park for the public. We're going to open up Jackson Street to the waterfront and open up the Civic. So we think there's a huge public give. And we are obviously being opposed by private club people. That's about it. So, you know, we love America, we love democracy, and we're all here to have our say.
Well, don't you think that the interests of the club is something that you should consider?
Oh yeah, we've been at it for 6 years, and a lot of members of the club that swim like the new facilities a lot better. It's the tennis players, obviously. But we've made arrangements for alternative tennis courts with the San Francisco Tennis Club. So, yes, we understand that the tennis players don't like it.
And what do you say about that?
Well, it will be a much smaller club, obviously no tennis courts. I'm sure the membership fees will go up considerably and the existing members won't be able to afford it. This will, I'm sure the owner, the condo owners who will be buying these $2 million condos won't want to be swimming with us. They will make it a private club for their own use.
Well,
and that's why we want to keep this
open
for all of San Francisco. Right now it's an open club. Anyone who wants to pay the dues can join. Here's another one of our group. Dave, do you want to say a few words? Mr. Snellgrove is here.
Hi, Dave.
Good morning.
Hi.
So it's not going to be for the use exclusively of the condominium owners. It's going to remain for the use of all of the members. There's absolutely no reason to believe that the club membership dues will go up. It is much bigger swimming pool, twice the size of the swimming pool areas. And so there's a lot of misinformation being spread, and we welcome the opportunity to talk to the press, have our own flyers. I just happen to be walking by.
We believe in free speech. We'd be happy to have that dialogue. Certainly, that's why we want to put this measure before the voters in San Francisco and give them an opportunity to make a decision. Thank you. We believe this development violates San Francisco's transit first policy. It will be close to a 400 car garage, and that's more. This requires all kinds of waivers. A waiver for the zoning, the height, the bulk. It will mean increased traffic and pollution because of the cars. It will be a much smaller club without the tennis courts. The city is subsidizing this by a $32 million subsidy from the general fund. Again, it means a change in the zoning restrictions, which will only set a precedent. So how can other developers not get the same waiver? And finally, the California Teachers Retirement System has poured in a great deal of money into this project. Why aren't they supporting affordable housing? Teachers can't afford to live in San Francisco. So I'll give you this list of all the points, and certainly this is what we have handed out to supporters and to the residents in the area. This is what the club looks like today. Most of this will be gone. All the tennis courts. But thank you so much for being here. It's not just the shadows and the waterfront view. This is taller than the Embarcadero Freeway was. So we toured down the Embarcadero Freeway, and now we're going to have something that's 14 stories tall. And so we're building a wall along the Embarcadero. Once we allow this waiver in zoning restrictions, we open the door to other developers who want to do the same. But I'll let Mr. Snellgrove
Well, I just want to clarify that we're not going to own the club. The condo people aren't going to own the club. We won't own the club. Golden Gateway will continue on the club. We'll continue to offer discount to the residents of the Golden Gateway. And we'll continue to manage it. So we're just building them a new club. That's it. And there's no priority for the buyers of the club. They'd have less of a priority because the man who owns the rental units is going to own the club, so he's not going to compromise his interest with in looking after his residents for next door neighbors. So I just, you know, I just appreciate everybody's got a dog in this fight, but I just want to clarify.
Right,
and also, as
that.
To that, three city blocks of this, we're giving back one of the blocks as a park. We're giving back one as the club. So this, yes, it was a height variance, but if you averaged it out, the entire three blocks, the average height is 37 feet from the top to the peak in an area that was only 84 feet. So you could have built 600 condominiums here, and we're trying to build 134. So I don't think we're being greedy.
This is America.
We're allowed
America. That's why
disagree.
We love it.
Yes.
I know. As long as we do it nicely and honestly, that's
exactly.
The main thing.
Just
I don't want to get like Washington.
Just answer and fewer cars.
How are we going to pay for your new club if we do that?
How many cars? I mean, why?